Chapter number 4. The Object. Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Matthew chapter 4 verse 19. Because there has been in the eyes of the public and also of many Gideons some misunderstanding regarding the object of the Gideons International, it would seem fitting to give the following facts. In the first constitution and bylaws adopted July 6, 1901, and the National Convention in Madison, Wisconsin, we find Article number 2, Object. Section 1. The object of the Gideons shall be to recognize the Christian traveling men of the world with cordial fellowship, to encourage one another in the Master's work, to improve every opportunity for the betterment of the lives of our fellow travelers, businessmen, and others, with whom we may come in contact, scattering seeds all along the pathway for Christ. The first section listed above was adopted as a rule by the previous convention in Waukegan, Illinois, July 1900. The above section 1 was also the object when the Gideons were incorporated July 28, 1910, as a non-profit corporation under the laws of the state of Illinois. At the Cleveland, Ohio Convention on July 26, 1919, the object was amended as follows. In Article 1, add word commercial before traveling men. Also delete the words scattering seeds all along the pathway for Christ from last line of Article 2, Section 1. It will be noted that the change was a minor one and did not change the real meaning of Section 1. At the Columbus, Ohio Convention on July 24, 1925, Article 2, Section 1 was amended as follows. Section 1. The object of the Gideons shall be to associate the Christian commercial traveling men of the world for service and to carry to the commercial travelers and the public the gospel of Jesus Christ. At the Minneapolis, Minnesota Convention, July 23rd, in 1931, Section 1 of Article 2 was again amended to read as follows. Section 1. The object of the Gideons shall be to associate the Christian businessmen for service and to carry to the world the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. At the Asbury Park, New Jersey Convention, July 24, 1937, the name the Gideons International was adopted and also the object was changed as follows. Article 2, Section 1. The objects of the Gideons International are A. To associate Christian businessmen for service. B. To win men and women for the Lord Jesus Christ. C. To place the Bible, God's holy word, in hotels, hospitals, schools, institutions, and other places. These corrections were filed with the Secretary of State in Springfield, Illinois, on November 10, 1937. At the Minneapolis Convention on July 27, 1946, Article 2 was again amended to read as follows. Article 2, Object. Section 1. The object of the Gideons is to win men and women for the Lord Jesus Christ through A. The association of Christian businessmen for service. B. Personal testimony and personal work by individual Gideons. C. Placing the Bible, God's holy word, or portions thereof in hotels, hospitals, schools, institutions, and also through the distribution of same for personal use. The object of the Gideons is still that adopted by the Minneapolis Convention in 1946. Down through the years, the leaders of the association stressed personal evangelism as the object of the Gideons, as will be seen from the following. In the annual report to the Milwaukee Convention, July 21st to 23rd, 1911, by President A.B.T. Moore, we read the following. While the results of our Bible distribution can only be told in the years to come, we must not allow it to take the place of our personal work among men to bring them to Jesus. Our Bible distribution is not the object of our organization, as some seem to think, but it is only one of the means used to accomplish our real purpose. Again, in the annual report of President A.B.T. Moore to the Toronto Convention, July 24th to 27th, 1913, he said the following. Gideons must not forget that personal evangelism of commercial travelers is God's call to us, and that our Bible work is only to that end. In his annual report to the Indianapolis, Indiana Convention, July 1927, International Treasurer F. J. Fecke said, "Our great objective is to place Bibles in the hotel bedrooms as a means to an end." In the Gideon issue of December 1928, page 5, we find an article entitled "The Mission of the Gideons" by A.R. Tainter, an active member of New Jersey, which reads as follows. "It is a good thing sometimes to get right back to the first principles. It has come to our attention repeatedly in the past few months that some Gideons, and many outside our organization, are not thoroughly familiar with our object of existence. Many think still that our Bible work, placing Bibles in hotels, is our only aim. To be sure, this is a most important branch of our work, and the work for which we are chiefly known to the public at large. But the Gideon organization was founded with this object in view: winning commercial traveling men for Christ. This was at the start of our chief object, is now and always will be." Some years after the founding of the organization by brothers Nicholson, Hill, and Knights, the idea of placing Bibles in every hotel guest's room was developed, until today practically an even million have been placed. This Bible work was the logical outgrowth of our desire to win the traveling men for Christ, and has been blessed of God most abundantly. Never will we minimize this extremely important part of our work. But we have always stressed, and must keep on stressing, the importance of our work to the traveling man, bettering his life, making his lot more happy, and above all, leading him to Him who taketh away the sins of the world. Wearing the Gideon's emblem so that we know one another, helping one another without any written or formal agreement to do so, only led to do so by those bonds of Christian love that draw us close together, all of this a part of our Gideon mission. The above very inadequate summary of the vastness of our Gideon mission may seem superfluous to some, but to get a full vision, it is necessary sometimes that we get back to the first principles, study our main object for existence, namely the American traveling man for Christ. And all of these great objects of ours will be abundantly blessed in the fulfillment of our main task. In the July 1929 issue of the Gideon, there appeared an article by Mr. Will J. Green, who was then Extension Secretary, entitled "The Significance of the Trenton Convention." The Gideon Association was born of the union of spirits in whom the evangelistic motive burned with flaming zeal. The desire to win the traveling men for Christ was the impelling force which inspired the pioneers of our movement in their Gideon service in the early years. Then, as a means to an end, and not an end in itself, the placing of Bibles in hotel rooms claimed the attention of the rapidly growing band. At the Memphis, Tennessee Convention, July 1930, Mr. A.B.T. Moore, then International Secretary, spoke at the banquet and in his message said, "This movement is an evangelistic movement, pure and simple. It has no other objective. The first 9 years of its history, purely personal evangelism was carried on. The plan being to put on the emblem for recognition." The next year, at the Minneapolis, Minnesota Convention, July 1931, Mr. Will J. Green, Executive Secretary of the Canadian Gideons, in addressing the convention said, "The objective of the beginning, when in prayer this association was conceived in Boscobel, born and christened in Janesville, was entirely one of fellowship and evangelism. So the slogan of the first days was winning the commercial men to Christ. Then, because of the circumstances that I need not refer to or rehearse, the idea came to the American organization of placing Bibles into the guest rooms of the hotels of this land, and with the enthusiasm that follows a new task, that work was taken up, and I believe in those years it was not recognized as an end in itself, but keeping ever before them that first objective, winning men for Christ. The placing of Bibles in the guest rooms of hotels was carried on because it was a means to that same soul-saving end. There was added to the first slogan another, a Bible in every hotel guest room. In his annual report to the 50th anniversary convention held in Milwaukee, July 1949, President O.T. Goldsmith said, "We thank God that we have not lost the vision regarding the winning of the lost." So, after 50 years, that was still the object of the Gideon's International and continues today through the 60th year.